Commentator David Brooks has some thoughts about how focus groups are shaping this year's elections.
This may not rank among the great tragedies facing the nation, but we in the pundit class are facing a crisis. Usually at several points in a presidential campaign, we pundits get wrapped up in some strange debate about the Pledge of Allegiance or flag burning or the Pacific Islands, Kamoi and Matsu. The topics are weird, but at least we're all reminded that politics is argument on the grandest scale. Well, not anymore. This year, getting into an argument is considered a real faux pas. Now, politics is about good vibrations. Every word you hear out of the mouth of political candidates is tested to make sure that it triggers happy thoughts in your mind. Focus group research shows that when political candidates mention the name of their party, unhappy electrons buzz around in the brains of their listeners. That's why Bill Clinton only mentioned the Democratic Party once in Sunday's debate. On the other hand, if you mention phrases like families first or common sense reforms, happy electrons start buzzing. So Republican candidates shouldn't say tax cut. They should say middle class tax cut. They shouldn't say Washington spending. They should say wasteful Washington spending. They shouldn't say reforming Medicare. They should say saving Medicare. I don't know why our political candidates just don't go ahead and spend their days talking about chocolate sundaes or raspberry sherbet. I'm sure those phrases get the happy electrons buzzing. Suddenly I'm hearing this conversation from journalists, politicos, and others. Do I really want to spend my life thinking about politics when it's dominated by the Dick Morrises of the world? Politics is becoming an aesthetic enterprise. Does a candidate make you feel good? Does he project well? Maybe this shallowness is just a sign of the declining importance of politics in American life. Maybe it's a permanent feature of the post-Cold War world. Nietzsche had a theory about the last man who comes at the end of history. He's comfortable, sedate, and placid, and he shies away from confrontation and passionate argument. I'm thinking that maybe the last man is here. And if so, he's probably sitting in a focus group.
David Brooks is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard.